All right, thank you, Emily and Samuel and Daniel. Very good job. Our next generation of worship is in good hands. Well, good morning again. I want to welcome those who arrived last night and this morning. Welcome. I'm going to reintroduce our speaker for those who are just come. Our speaker this morning is Pastor Steve Deal. He's come to our church, CCIC, I think about three times already. And our staff, we thought it would be very good to have him come and share his message on forgiveness. He and his wife are parents of six adult children, ages 20 to 31, and they have three grandchildren. Steve was a pastor of 20-plus years at his church, and currently he started a ministry called Forgiveness Ministry, and as he mentioned last night, you can hear him on KFAX on the radio on Saturday nights around 6 o'clock. His message of forgiveness is, like he said to us, well, it's a long time ago, yesterday afternoon, it's supposed to be like breathing, you know, it's supposed to be very natural for us as Christians. It's a very... a basic part of our fundamental part of our life that we all need to practice, something that's very important. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here to hear. I always benefit from his message, and I hope that you will too. Let me pray and welcome and bless our time this morning before he comes up. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We thank you for your presence in our life. We thank you for the peace, the joy, the love that you offer us. We commit to you this morning, today, the messages that will be preached, the fellowship time, the meal times, the breaks. Every minute of today we commit to you because we live for you, and it's because of you we really have life. And we thank you for that. Heavenly Father, may your Spirit really work in our hearts. May you soften it. May you break the ice. May you take away the years of hardness. May you bring up the things that maybe we have been burdened with so that we might be freed. And we thank you because of Jesus dying on the cross that is possible. And we thank you for our speakers who have come this weekend to share with us your word. And we ask for your blessing on them. We ask that your Spirit would speak through them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. There she is. Thank you for helping today.
感谢神让我有机会来翻译。
Good morning.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
I'm looking around this room.
当我观看的时候。
And I see nothing but people God loves.
我看到很多神所爱的人。
Jesus died for.
耶稣为你们而死。
And people with whom I'm going to be best friends with.
还有这些会成为我好朋友的这群人。
I don't know if you ever thought about this.
我不知道有没有曾经这么想过。
But if you belong to Jesus,
如果你是对耶稣说,
and you're going to spend eternity with him,
你要跟他在永恒的里面,
you're going to spend eternity with every other Christian.
你还有要跟其他的基督徒一起来度过永恒。
Eternity is a long time.
永恒是一个很漫长的时间。
And so it doesn't matter how many people are there.
不管有多少人。
Forever is enough time.
永恒是足够的时间。
To become best friends,
使我们可以成为好朋友
with every single one of them,
跟每一人成为一个好朋友
Someday you and I are going to be best friends.
有一天我们彼此会成为好朋友
We may hang out for 10,000 years.
我们可能会要在一起十万年
And then we'll go our way and hang out with someone else for 10,000 years.
然后我们又跟其他的人在一起
But 10 trillion years later,
千亿年以后
We'll bump into each other again.
我们又彼此相遇。
And say, what have you been doing all this time?
你都在干些什么?
And that's how forever is going to be.
那就是永恒的一个景象。
So I am really looking forward to that.
我很期盼着。
Life is all about loving relationships.
人生就是关于要彼此相爱的一个关系。
And practicing forgiveness.
操练饶恕。
All aspects of real forgiveness.
我们所讲的真诚的饶恕。
Is what is necessary.
是必须的。
To bring about loving relationships.
它会带来我们一个彼此相爱的一个关系。
And to maintain loving relationships.
让我们可以维持一个相爱的一个关系。
Without forgiveness,
如果没有饶恕,
loving relationships fall apart.
彼此的相爱的关系就没有办法继承。
And that's what we're experiencing in this world right now.
这就是现在我们在这世界里面所经历的。
I want to tell you a story from my family.
我要跟你分享我们家庭的一个故事。
As Eugene said,
就像Eugene传道所说的。
I have six adult children.
我有六个已经成年的孩子。
They weren't always adults, though.
他们不是一下子就变成成年人。
And I have three boys and three girls.
我有三个儿子，三个女儿。
And three of them are married.
三位已经结婚了。
As a matter of fact, my oldest daughter, Nicole,
我最年长的女儿 Nicole,
is married to a wonderful Christian man.
嫁了一个很好的一个基督徒。
Who is paralyzed from his chest down.
可是从他的那个胸里面就开始是
残废的。And from his elbows down.
从他的肩膀下面全部都是残废的。
He can move his shoulders.
他可以弄一下他的脖子。
He can move his elbows.
他可以弄他的手臂。
But he can't feel or move his hands or wrists.
可是他的手腕没有办法摇动。
And nothing from his chest down.
在他胸下以下他都没有办法。
He wasn't born that way.
其实他在生的时候不是如此的。
Nicole and Spencer are 30 years old right now.
Nicole 跟 Spencer 同样是同龄，是30岁。
When they were both 19 years old,
他们在19岁的时候，
they went on a short-term mission trip.
他们去参加一个短宣队。
To Belize in Central America.
就是在中美洲。
It's a little country,
是一个很小的一个国家,
a very poor country,
是一个很贫穷的国家,
and they were working in an orphanage with other people from their church.
他跟其教会的其他的弟兄姐妹在一个孤儿院一起服侍。
And after a week of work,
在他们服侍一周以后,
the group went out for an afternoon of rest.
这个团队去有一个休闲的时间。
And they went to a local river.
他们去一个当地的小河。
Over which there was a bridge.
那边有一个桥。
And people would often swim in this river by the bridge.
很多人会在桥的下面去游泳。
Sometimes jumping off the bridge.
有时从桥上面跳下水河里面去。
Which was about 10 feet off the water surface.
它大概有十尺高这样的一个高度。
And in years past, even people from the church would jump off the bridge.
很多时候短距离去参加的时候也会参与这样的一个活动。
So when Spencer and Nicole and their group arrived at the river,
当 Nicole 跟 Spencer 还有那个团队到达这个河的时候，
Spencer being 19 years old,
作为一个19岁的一个少年，
and a boy,
还有一个孩子少年人，
wanted to have a race with the other young men.
他就很期待跟其他的青少年一起来有一个比赛。
Who could be first off the bridge into the river?
谁是最快可以从桥上面跳到河里面去？
But he made two mistakes.
可是他犯了两个错误。
Never, never, never jump into water where you can't see the bottom.
千万千万在你没有看清楚下面之前不要跳下去。
And he forgot that river bottoms change.
他忘记说水的温度也会改变。
What was deep one year could be shallow this year.
水的深度也会改变，一年可能是深，另外一年可能是浅的。
So he went out onto the bridge where it was deep the year before.
他过去的经历里面，当他去到那个河的时候，河是深的。
And he dove into the water.
他跳进河里面的时候，
I'm told his feet didn't even get in the water before he hit the rocks.
就是说他的头是先敲到那个石头，而不是他的脚。
And he broke his neck.
他断了他的脖子。
He couldn't swim.
他没有办法游泳。
He was laying face down in the water.
他是朝下的，眼是朝下的。
He couldn't breathe.
他无法呼吸。
He was in terrible pain.
他 极大的痛苦当中。
He was screaming under the water.
他在那边呼喊。
But no one could hear him.
可是没有人听到他的呼喊。
It took a minute or so before they recognized there was a problem.
大概一两分钟，他们才发现出了大问题。
And his friends jumped in to turn him over.
他的朋友就跳到河里要把他翻过来。
And he was rushed to the hospital in the capital city.
他就被要去那个镇上面的一个医院。
And the doctors did surgery on his neck.
医生马上为他的脖子来动手术。
But they weren't experts in this kind of surgery.
很可惜，他们并不是这方面的专才。
When he went to the hospital, he could still feel his legs.
在他离开医院的时候，他还是有办法感觉到下体的动作。
But after the surgery, he felt nothing.
可是经过这个手术以后，他没有办法有任何的感觉。
They did save his life, though.
他们的确救了他的生命。
He had pieces of bones stuck in the artery of his neck.
其实他在那个脖子里面有一些骨头骨折了。
And they were able to fix that problem and keep him alive.
他们有办法医治这方面的问题，让他仍然可以存活。
2 weeks later, he was flown to UC Medical Center.
两个礼拜以后，他被飞到 UC 的一个医院去。
And they did more surgery on his neck.
他们为他施行更多的手术。
But as I said,
就像我所说的
He's paralyzed from the chest down and from the elbows down.
他在胸上下面就已经是残废了。
It's been 10 years now.
已经经过十年的时间。
And he has to move around in an electric wheelchair.
他必须在一个电动轮椅上面行走。
My daughter's Nicole and he couldn't get married.
我的女儿跟他没有办法成婚。
Until they both finished college and could get jobs.
直到他们都完成了大学教育，然后有了一个工作。
And that's why they've only been married for 3 years now.
所以为什么他们才结婚三年而已？
And they are very happily married.
可是他们有一个美满的婚姻。
But you can imagine there are a lot of sacrifices they both live with.
你想想看，他们两个生活里面要面对很多的牺牲。
My daughter Nicole has to get Spencer out of bed in the morning.
我的女儿每天早上要帮助 Spencer 来起床。
She has to brush his teeth.
她要帮他来刷牙。
Wash his face.
洗他的脸。
Comb his hair.
梳他的头发。
Dress him.
帮他穿着。
Feed him.
喂他吃饭。
Get him in his wheelchair.
帮助他到轮椅上。
Get all his work material together.
帮助他把些工作上需要放在一起。
And then he takes a bus to work in Pleasanton.
然后他到 Pleasanton 去上班。
And then she goes to work.
他自己，妮蔻自己也要去上班。
And then she has to come back before Spencer gets home.
然后还要比 Spencer 先回到家里。
And reverse the process.
然后就把整个过程倒过来。
She has to feed him.
她要喂他吃饭。
She has to still clean him.
她还要为他梳洗。
Brush his teeth.
要刷他的牙。
Get him in his jammies.
帮助他换睡衣。
Get him out. It's like having a little child.
就好像你在服侍一个小小孩一样。
Only Spencer is never going to grow up.
只是 Spencer 从不会长大的。
I remember when we had 6 little children.
我记得我们的小孩还幼小的时候。
We would never sleep through the night.
我们都没有办法，整夜都没有办法好好的睡。
Every night, at least one of our children would come in and wake us up.
每个晚上，六个小孩子中，其中一个一进来把我们吵醒。
This went on for 16, 17 years.
这段时间经过大概16、17年的时间。
I literally forgot what it was like to sleep all the way through the night.
我已经忘了怎么叫一觉到天亮了。
And I can still remember the first night.
我还记得第一个晚上。
That nobody came into our room.
没有人到我们的房间了。
And Becky and I slept through the whole night.
我跟太太可以一觉到天亮。
It was like a miracle.
就像一个大奇迹。
And I realized I thought I would never get to do that again.
我发现说，我以为说我没有办法有这样一个享受。
But children grow up.
可是小孩会长大。
They dress themselves.
他们会自己穿着。
They feed themselves.
他们会自己吃饭。
But when I look at Spencer and Nicole,
当我看到 Nicole 跟 Spencer 的时候，
I realize my daughter isn't going to have that freedom.
我明白到时候我的女儿不会有这样一个自由。
Nor is Spencer going to have that freedom.
我的女婿也不会有这样一个自由。
He is entirely dependent on Nicole.
他是完全的要来依赖 Nicole.
and on other family members.
还有其他的家庭成员。
Spencer would be dead in 3 or 4 days.
经过三四天的时间。
If he were by himself.
如果 Spencer 只是独处，他一定会死亡。
Because he can't even get a drink of water by himself.
因为他都没有办法自己取水喝。
Now Spencer is as big as I am.
Spencer 跟我一样的高大。
Before the accident,
在车这个意外之前
he was a successful athlete in school.
他是一个非常成功的运动员在学校。
He played baseball,
他玩棒球
basketball,
他玩篮球
and soccer.
还有踢足球。
Soccer was his best sport.
踢足球是他最擅长的一个运动。
He was a soccer star in school.
他是在学校里面是足球明星。
He was strong and he was fast.
他又快又准。
But he can't play soccer anymore.
可是从此以后他没有办法踢足球。
I want you to imagine with me,
我要你跟我一同的来想象。
What would happen if we hooked Spencer up with the San Jose earthquakes?
如果因为这个San Jose的一个大地震我们把 Spencer 扶起来。
As you know, the earthquakes are a professional soccer team.
你知哦那个 earthquake 团体是那个是一个足球团体。Sorry.
Do what she said.
No, I'm talking about San Jose earthquake.
Oh, San Jose.
It was the real earthquake. Sorry.
Oh, the real earthquake. No, the soccer team.
Soccer team. I'm sorry.
They are professional soccer players.
他们是专业的足球队。
What if I went to the San Jose earthquakes?
如果我对这个团队说
not to play.
我不玩了。
But if I arranged for Spencer to travel with the team,
可是我安排 Spencer 跟你们一起
and they agreed,
他们同意了
and Spencer went to all the practices,
Spencer 跟他们一起的训练
he went to all the team meetings,
他参加所有团队的练习
he went to the coaches meetings,
他去参加教练的
会议 he went to all the games,
他参加所有的比赛
He sat with the team.
他跟那个整个团队在一起。
He traveled with the team.
他跟他们一起旅行。
He became friends with all these soccer players.
他跟这些足球队员成为好朋友。
And let's say he does that for an entire year.
假设说他这么做了一年的时间。
I would suppose that Spencer would learn a lot about soccer.
我想 Spencer 在这段时间学习很多关于足球方面的事情。
But I have a question for you.
可是我有一个问题要问你。
After that year,
经过那一年之后
would Spencer be able to play soccer any better than he does now?
Spencer 是不是比他以前更能够踢足球呢？
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
No. Why not?
不可以，为什么不可以？
Because his neck is still broken.
因为他的脖子还是断的。
See, Spencer can't walk.
Spencer 没有办法行走。
Not because he doesn't know how to walk.
不是因为他不知道怎么行走。
He knows how to walk.
其实他知道如何行走。
But he can't walk because he's injured.
他不能行走是因为他受伤了。
He broke his neck years ago.
他几年前已经让他的脖子断了。
And what he knows doesn't communicate into his body.
他所知道的没有办法去阻止他的身体去行动。
Now listen carefully to what I'm about to say.
请你仔细记下我所说的话。
More information is not going to help Spencer walk.
更多的资讯没有办法帮助 Spencer 行走。
Spencer doesn't need more information.
Spencer 不需要更多的资讯。
What he needs is healing.
他需要的是医治。
There is a huge difference between information and healing.
医治还有知识是有很大的一个区别。
And I think the church today
我想现今的教会
is making a huge mistake
在犯一个非常大的一个错误。
When we look at each other,
当我们彼此相看的时候
when we look at people in the world,
当我们看这世上的人的时候
and when we plan our ministry,
当我们在计划我们的事工的时候
because the church is acting today,
因为教会的行为
As if the only problem people have.
这是因为显性说教会认为人唯一的问题。
Is that we don't have enough information.
就是我们没有足够的知识。
And so we preach and teach truth.
我们不断地在教导真理。
Now don't get me wrong.
请不要误会我。
People are ignorant.
的确有些人是非常无知的。
There was a time when you didn't know about Jesus.
有一段时间你不认识主。
Someone had to tell you about Jesus.
有人必须跟你分享耶稣。
Someone had to teach you about who he is.
有人要告诉你耶稣到底是谁。
And what he's done for you.
就是还有他所为你所成就的事。
And what he's going to do when he returns.
还有他将来他要再来所要行的事。
We need to be experts in the Bible.
我们必须要成为圣经的专家。
We need to learn as much truth as we can.
我们要学习很多很多的真理。
Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus said,
因为耶稣说,
if you abide in my word,
因为如果你遵守我的话,
then you are truly disciples of mine.
那你就是我的真门徒。
And you shall know the truth.
你就要知道真理。
And the truth will make you free.
真理要叫你得自由。
However,
可是,
the mistake the church today is making,
今天教会所犯的错误,
is we think that that's the only problem people have.
我们就以为这是人所面对的唯一的问题。
I want to suggest to you that human beings have more problems than just ignorance.
我要向你提议说我们人除了无知还有更大的问题。
I want to suggest to you the radical idea.
我要向你这样一个突变的这样一个想法。
That every human being
每一个人
is a broken human being.
其实我们是一个破碎的人
is an injured human being.
是一个受伤的人
Every human being has been damaged by sin.
每一个人都因为罪带来了很大的破坏
It is as if our necks have been broken.
就好像我们的脖子就被摔断了
And we're living in wheelchairs.
我们是坐在一个轮椅上面
And when we become born again Christians,
当我们成为一个重生的基督徒,
we become alive.
我们就活过来了。
But we're still broken.
可是我们还是破碎的。
Just like Spencer is.
就像 Spencer 一样。
And we learn the truth.
我们学习真理。
Of how to live like Jesus.
学习真理怎么样如何跟耶稣一样来生活。
How to walk like Jesus.
如何像耶稣这样来同行。
How to play soccer like Jesus.
如何我读踢足球像耶稣一样。
But we don't play soccer very well as Christians.
我们作为一个基督徒我们踢足球踢得不怎么样。
And it's not because we don't know enough.
不是因为我们不认识真理。
It's because there's pieces of our soul that are damaged.
是因为说在我们的灵魂里面有一些破碎的。
And no matter how hard you try,
不管你如何的努力,
your willpower,
你的个人意志,
is not going to make it so that you can overcome that damage.
你的个人意志没有办法使你克服这个破碎。
What God wants to do in our lives,
神要在我们生命中所做的,
is to heal our souls.
是要来医治我们的心灵。
Save our souls.
他要来拯救我们的心灵。
By healing the damage that sin has caused.
就要来医治罪所带来的破坏。
Now this idea that sin causes damage.
这个观念想到说罪带来破坏。
Is not common in the church today.
其实在教会并不是一个很平常的一个观念。
And so I want to draw your attention.
所以我要引起你的注意力。
To just one key verse in the book of John.
就一个所节在约翰福音。
The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10.
就是约翰福音第十章第十节。
You probably know this verse.
可能你对在这节非常的熟悉。
John 10:10.
约翰福音第十章第十节。
Jesus is speaking.
耶稣在说话。
And he says this to us.
他对我们说,
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
盗贼来了,无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
I came that they may have life.
我来了是要叫羊得生命。
And have it abundantly.
并且得的更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy.
强盗来了，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
It's very important for us to know who or what this thief is.
很重要，我们必须要认识到说，这个这里所提的盗贼到底是指谁。
I think most Christians, when they read this verse,
我想很多的基督徒在念这节的时候
think that the thief is Satan.
想到这个盗贼是指魔鬼。
And that's possible.
这是可能的。
Because Satan can only do three things in your life.
因为魔鬼撒旦在你的生命只能做三件事。
Satan is only going to steal, kill, and destroy.
撒旦只能够在你的生命里面来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
That's all he's ever going to do.
这是他能够所做的而已。
But the Bible talks about a bigger problem than just Satan.
可是圣经里面要跟我们讲的是更大的一个问题。
Satan is a terrible problem for the human race.
的确，魔鬼撒旦对我们人类来说是一个很大的一个问题。
But he is not the biggest problem.
可是他不是最大的问题。
There is something in this universe bigger than Satan.
在这宇宙万物里面还有比魔鬼撒旦更大的问题。
More powerful than Satan.
更加的有权力。
More destructive than Satan.
比魔鬼撒旦带来更大的一个破坏力。
More universal than Satan.
比他更加的普遍性。
And it's something that God calls sin.
是神所称为的罪。
As a matter of fact,
其实
it's because of sin
也是因为罪
that Satan became the evil being that he is.
魔鬼撒旦才成为那恶者。
Remember, Satan was created as a beautiful angel.
记得魔鬼撒旦起初被造是个美丽的天使。
Very smart, very beautiful, with great power.
是非常聪慧有能力的一个天使。
But the Bible says that when Satan committed his first sin,
圣经说到当魔鬼犯了他第一个罪的时候
sin changed him.
罪改变了他。
Because sin can only do three things in the world.
因为罪在这世界上只能做三件事情。
Steal,
偷窃
kill,
伤害
destroy,
毁坏。
Sin did it to Satan,
罪做了这样事在魔鬼的身上。
Sin does it to you and me.
魔鬼也在你我身上做了这三件事。
Every time you and I sin,
每一次你我犯罪的时候
,sin damages our soul.
罪破坏了我们的灵魂。
Now our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions.
我们的那个身体就是我们灵魂体在这部分。
God gives you a mind,
神给你一个思想
so that you can think and understand truth.
让你可以明白去认识真理。
God gives you a will,
神给你意志
so that you can choose to love him and love other people.
因此你可以来选择爱神爱人。
And God gives you emotions,
神给你感情
so you can feel the joy of life.
你可以感受到生命的喜悦
Just as God does.
就像神感受一样
However,
可是
sin has damaged our minds.
可是罪带来破坏
It has damaged our wills.
它破坏了我们的思想我们的意志
And it causes us to feel things that God doesn't want us to feel.
它也让我们开始感受那些神不要我们去感受的
Because our soul has been damaged,
因为我们的心灵被毁坏了
human beings have a hard time seeing the truth.
人类就开始没有办法认识真理
human beings have a hard time choosing love.
人类就开始有困难来选择爱
and human beings feel terrible.
人类开始感到恐慌
because of sin, we feel guilt.
因为罪我们有内疚感
We feel shame.
我们感到很羞愧。
We feel fear.
我们感到惧怕。
We feel worry.
我们感到忧虑。
And when other people sin against us,
当别人向我们犯罪的时候
they also damage our soul.
他们同样也破坏我们的心灵。
And we feel hurt.
我们感到受伤。
And we feel angry.
我们感到愤怒。
And we feel bitter.
我们感到很有苦毒。
And all of this damage,
而这一切的破坏
from our own sins,
从我们自己的罪
and from the sins of other people against us,
还有别人对我们所犯的罪
they have broken our neck.
他就灭了我们的脖子
they have blinded us.
他们蒙蔽了我们
they have paralyzed us.
他使我们残废
and you've probably noticed,
你可能知道
That when a broken person becomes a Christian,
当一个破碎的人成为基督徒的时候
all of that brokenness doesn't just go away automatically.
那些破碎不会因此自动的离开他。
When I was a young pastor,
当我还是一个年轻的牧师的时候
I believed,
我相信
that if I just knew the Bible well enough,
如果我足够认识圣经
And if I preached the word of God well enough,
如果把圣经的道理讲得好的时候
that all of the people in my congregation,
我所有的会众
would become healthy,
会成为健康
strong,
强壮
vibrant,
有能力
Jesus-like Christian,
就是耶稣所爱的基督徒
It only took a few years to realize that wasn't happening.
只有几年的光景我就明白说不是如此的。
And I had to ask myself,
我必须自问
maybe I don't know the Bible very well.
可能我对圣经不够熟悉
or maybe I don't preach very well.
可能我讲道讲得不好
or maybe there was another part to the problem of sin.
或者还有其他的问题
And that's what I concluded.
然后我就来了个结论
As I said at the beginning,
我在开始的时候所说的
Christians need to learn the truth.
基督徒必须要来不断学习真理。
However, Christians are also still broken human beings.
可是基督徒还是一个破碎的人类。
Who need Jesus to heal our souls.
我们需要耶稣来医治我们的心灵。
And in the church today,
在今天的教会
we spend almost all of our time and energy
我们花我们所有的时间精力
teaching truth.
教导真理。
Don't stop doing that.
请不要停止这么做。
But we have to add to the learning of truth.
除了学习真理。
The healing of the human soul.
我们需要学习来医治人的心灵。
Because broken souls.
因为破碎的心灵。
Are not able to see the truth very clearly.
是没有办法清楚看见真理的。
Broken souls don't choose love.
破碎的心灵不会选择不断的。集中性的选择爱
And broken souls don't feel very good.
破坏心的人不会自我感觉好
What I learned
我所学习到的
is that something God calls forgiveness
神所讲到的饶恕
is how God heals the human soul.
是神用来医治破碎的心灵
Believing in Jesus is how we become Christians.
相信耶稣是我们成为基督徒的一个步骤
But practicing all of God's forgiveness
可是我们要来操练所有的饶恕
is how he heals the human soul.
是他用来医治所有破碎的心灵
so that we can think clearly
以便我们可以思想清楚
and see the truth
以便可以看清楚真理
so that we can choose love
叫我们因此可以选择真爱
instead of sin
而不选择犯罪
and when a Christian does that
当一个基督徒这么做的时候
Our guilt and shame and depression,
我们的羞愧，我们的内疚感，还有我们的忧虑。
Our hurt and anger and fear,
我们的受伤，我们的愤怒，还有我们的惧怕。
Go away,
就会离开我们。
And it is replaced with joy,
被代替的是喜乐。
With peace,
平安。
With satisfaction,
完全的满足。
With fullness of life,
还有就是充满了生命力。
Remember what Jesus said in John 10:10.
请记得耶稣在约翰福音十章十节所说的。
The thief, sin,
盗贼犯罪
can only do three things in your life.
只能做三件事。
It's going to steal from you.
他从你那边偷窃。
It's going to destroy you.
他会杀害你。
It's going to kill you.
他会毁坏你。
But, Jesus said,
可是耶稣说
I have come that you might have life.
我来了是要叫人得生命。
And not a little bit of life.
不是一点点的生命。
But overflowing life.
是一个丰盛的生命。
Abundant life.
是丰盛，更丰盛的
生命。Rich and full and vibrant.
是完全很有生命力，很有力量的一个生命。
But is that how most Christians are living today?
可是是不是今天我们作为基督徒的光景呢？
When I travel around the country,
当我在到处去讲道的时候
，and when I think of all the churches I have been in over 50 years,
还有在这五十年我所拜访过的教会
，I see a lot of hurt, broken people.
我看到很多破碎受伤的人群
，who are sad and often depressed.
他们一般都是很忧虑的情况。
I see Christians who are trapped in compulsive behaviors.
我看到基督徒在一个一个情绪的里面。
Some are trapped in alcohol and drugs.
有些人就在面对吸毒方面的问题。
Some are trapped in depression.
有些人在面对忧郁症的挑战。
Some Christians commit suicide.
有些基督徒更是自杀。
And I want you to understand.
我要你明白。
It's not because they're bad people.
不是因为他们是坏人。
It's because they're broken people.
是因为他们是破碎的人。
They're like Spencer in a wheelchair.
他们就像 Spencer 坐在轮椅上一样。
And they can't yet walk.
他们没有办法行走。
They could walk.
他们可以行走。
If they received God's healing.
如果他们得到上帝的医治。
But until then, they're trapped.
直到那时候，他们还是被捆锁的。
And I want to put before you again
我要再次向你阐明
that practicing all aspects of God's forgiveness
去学习关于饶恕的各方面
is how God heals the human soul
是神用来医治破碎的心灵
and it's how he restores broken relationships
是他如何恢复破坏的关系
Jesus understood this
耶稣对这个真理很明白
And it's why he preached forgiveness everywhere.
所以他到处教导关于饶恕的教导。
He didn't just teach that we should believe in him.
他不只是教导我们要相信耶稣。
He also taught that we needed to confess our sins.
他还告诉我们我们要向神来认罪。
And receive God's forgiveness.
然后接受神的饶恕。
Jesus taught that we needed to forgive the people who sinned against us.
耶稣也教导我们说我们要饶恕那些向我们行过犯的人。
And he taught that we needed to go to other people and ask them to forgive us.
他也教导我们要去那些我们所得罪的人向他求饶恕。
Jesus, as you know,
耶稣你所知道的
was a traveling teacher.
他是一个到处旅行的一个老师。
I believe this message is being recorded, right?
我相信我这里所说的话是被录音的。
No one ever recorded Jesus's message.
哎，可是从来没有人对耶稣的教导有所录音。
They didn't have smartphones.
他们没有这样的智能手机。
They didn't have computers.
他们没有电脑。
So Jesus would go to one town.
耶稣会去一个小镇。
And preach the message of the gospel.
就将关于天国的信息。
And then he'd go to the next town.
他又去另外一个小镇。
And preach the same message.
讲同样的一个信息。
And then he'd go to the next town.
他又再去另外一个小镇。
And preach the same message.
讲同样的一个信息。
He did this month after month.
他很多个月都这么做。
And the disciples were following him.
他的门徒都跟随他。
And they heard him preach these messages over and over again.
他们一再一再听到耶稣在讲同样的一个信息。
And one day,
有一天
Peter came to Jesus with a question.
彼得就来问耶稣一个问题。
You know this question.
你对这个问题很熟悉。
I bet you have even asked God this question in prayer.
我相信你甚至问过耶稣同样的问题。
It's recorded in Matthew 18.
是记录在马太福音第十八章。
Matthew 18, beginning with verse 21.
马太福音第十八章二十一节。
I know you have asked God this question.
我相信你问过耶稣这个问题。
Because I believe every person asked God this question.
因为我深信每一个人都问过同样的问题。
Peter came up.
那时彼得进前来。
And said to Jesus.
对耶稣说。
Lord.
主啊。
How often shall my brother sin against me?
我弟兄得罪我
and I forgive him.
我当饶恕他几次呢
Is it up to seven times?
到七次可以吗
Now, do you know why Peter was asking this question?
你知道彼得问这个问题的动机吗
Because just like every other human being,
就像任何一个人,
Peter didn't want to forgive anybody.
Yeah, 彼得不愿意饶恕任何人。
Peter did not want to forgive even one time.
彼得甚至不肯有一次的饶恕。
Real forgiveness is not natural to the human being.
真正的饶恕对我们来说是不是习以为然的事。
Real forgiveness is something God does.
真正的饶恕是从神而来的。
And He forgives us.
他饶恕了我们。
Through Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督。
And His death on the cross.
他在十字架的受死。
The death of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的死。
Makes forgiveness possible.
使饶恕可以成行。
And without Jesus Christ.
如果没有耶稣基督。
Human beings not only can't forgive,
人类不但无法饶恕,
we don't even want to forgive.
我们甚至不愿意饶恕。
And Peter kept hearing Jesus teach about forgiving his enemies.
彼得不断听到耶稣教导要饶恕你的敌人。
Even loving his enemies.
甚至要爱你的敌人。
And Peter didn't want to do it.
彼得不想如此行。
I'm sure when you sometimes hear pastors teach,
我相信每一次你听到牧师讲道的时候,
that you need to forgive your wife,
你要饶恕你的妻子,
that you need to forgive your husband,
你要饶恕你的丈夫,
that you need to forgive your parents,
你要饶恕你的父母,
that you need to forgive your children,
你要饶恕你的儿女,
something inside of you says,
在你的内心深处,
not in a million years,
就是千万不可能的。
She doesn't deserve it.
她不配得我的饶恕。
He doesn't deserve it.
她不配我的饶恕。
I don't want to do it.
我不肯这么做。
But if Jesus says I have to,
如果耶稣说我必须这么做,
I'll try.
我会尝试一下。
That's where Peter was.
这就是彼得的一个光景。
So he comes to Jesus.
他近前来。
Notice the question he's asking.
请你注意彼得的问题。
Peter does not say to Jesus,
彼得没有对耶稣说
How do I forgive my brother?
我怎么样饶恕我的弟兄?
The question he asked was
他所问的问题是
How many times do I have to forgive my brother?
我当饶恕他几次呢?
Because Jesus, I don't want to do it at all.
因为耶稣我根本都不想这么做。
Please don't tell me it's more than 7 times.
请不要告诉我要超过七次的饶恕。
Again, I know that's how Jesus was, or Peter was thinking.
这一次我觉得彼得是有这样一个想法。
Because at this time in the Jewish church,
因为这个时候在犹太的教会里面,
the Pharisees were teaching the Jewish people,
他们, 这法利赛人在教导这些犹太人,
that they only had to forgive the same person for the same sin 4 times.
因为有法利赛人教导他们犹太人说你要为同样的罪、犯罪的人同样的犯、就是只是原谅他四次。
So if Eugene, if I'm a good Jewish man,
如果我是一个好的犹太人
and I want to be in right standing with God,
我要在神的面前和好。
If Eugene sins against me once,
如果尤俊向我犯一次的过犯
I have to forgive him.
我必须要原谅尤俊。
If he sins against me twice,
如果他过犯两次,
I have to forgive him.
我还是必须要饶恕他。
Eugene's wondering what I'm about to do.
尤俊在想到底牧师想要干嘛。
If he sins against me 3 times,
如果他得罪我第三次,
I'm not going to hurt you.
我不会伤害你，请放心。
I have to forgive him.
我还是要原谅尤俊。
If he sins against me 4 times,
如果他第四次得罪我,
I have to forgive him.
我还是必须要赦免他。
But if he sins against me 5 or more times,
如果第五次以后,
I don't have to forgive him.
我不需要饶恕他。
I can let him have it.
我可以要来惩罚他。
And be a good spiritual Jew.
仍然成为一个好的属灵的犹太人。
So you have to understand that's what they were believing in that day.
你需要辨明啊，这是他们所相信的。
They had a limit to how many times you had to forgive.
他们有个限制，说你必须饶恕人多少次。
Before Peter met Jesus,
在彼得遇见耶稣之前
，This is what Peter knew.
这是彼得所认识的。
He knew 4 times.
他知道了四次。
But he also heard Jesus say this repeatedly.
可是他也听过耶稣一再一再的教导。
That unless your righteousness,
除非你的公义
surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees,
超过这些法利赛人所教导的
you're not going to enter and experience the kingdom of heaven.
你没有办法经历到永恒。
So Peter assumed
彼得就这样认为
that Jesus' answer was going to be more than four.
彼得就假设说耶稣的答案可能是超过四次
probably more than five.
可能超过五次
He's thinking more than six.
他可能说可能超过六次吧
But he's really hoping it's not more than seven.
他真的期待不是七次
That's why I think Peter was saying to Jesus,
所以彼得会这么样对耶稣说
Lord,
主啊
how many times do I have to forgive Eugene?
我当饶恕 Eugene 几次呢
Please don't tell me it's more than seven.
请你不要告诉我超过七次
Because at some point, I just want to hit him.
到这阶段我真的想揍他一下
And Jesus answers Peter,
耶稣的答案是
I do not say to you,
我对你说
Up to seven times.
不是到七次
But up to 70 times seven.
乃是到七十个七次
Now do the math.
请你做这个数学吧
How many is 70 times seven?
四十七七等七
490 times. But Jesus did not mean forgive Eugene 490 times.
耶稣不是这样
And on the 491st time, you really got to repent and shape up.
耶稣意思不是说过了四百九十一次你就可以揍有句。
And on the 491st time,
四百九十一次
then I can hit him.
我就可以揍他。
Because Jesus then tells a story.
因为耶稣就跟我们分享一个故事。
And I'm not going to explain the whole story.
我不会向你解释整个故事。
Just the short version.
是一个很简短扼要的故事。
About a man
关于一个人
who owed a lot of money to a king.
就欠了一个王很多很多很多的钱。
And he couldn't pay back his debt.
他没有办法偿还他的债。
And he asked for more time.
他就要求更多的时间。
But the king, out of love,
可是这个国王因为爱
canceled out and forgave the entire debt.
就取消了这个罪，原谅这个人。
Then this man,
然后这个人
went out and found somebody who owed him money.
遇见一个同样欠他钱的人。
And it was actually a lot of money.
也是很多的钱。
In this story,
在这故事的里面
it's 100 days wages.
是大概一个人一百天的一个工资。
That's over a third of a year of your salary.
这是还是你的薪水的三分之一。
Matter of fact, if you take out weekends,
如果你不包括我们的周末
it's really 4 or 5 months of your salary.
就是大概你四到五个月的工资。
So this man owed the first man,
这个人哦，第一个人欠第一个人
，maybe $30,000-$50,000
可能是三四万哦，五万的钱这么多。
We need to understand that.
我们必须要明白
，because Jesus is not saying.
因为耶稣不是在说
that you forgive other people.
你饶恕别人
，because what they've done to you.
因为他对你所行的事
is unimportant.
不重要。
Or insignificant.
或是没不是很显著。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你。
But I can't live without 4 months of salary.
可是我不知道你，我是没有办法，如果没有四个月的工资，我没有办法生活。
I can't pay my bills.
我没有办法付我的账单。
4 months of salary is a lot of money.
四个月的工资是很多很多的钱。
It's not as much as what this man owed the king.
当然不多于说这个人所欠王的钱。
But it's still a significant amount of money.
可是还是很显著的一笔钱。
The sins you have committed against God.
你所向神所犯的罪。
Are terrible sins.
也是很可怕的罪恶。
And God has forgiven you at the cross of Jesus Christ.
神在耶稣基督十字架上赦免了你。
And God wants you to forgive other people.
神也要你同样赦免别人。
But he's not saying what they've done to you.
可是他没有说到说他们对你所犯的错
is insignificant or unimportant.
不是说他们自己所犯的过犯不重要。
The sins people have committed against you
那些得罪你的人所犯的罪
are also terrible.
也是很可怕的。
They're painful.
他们也是让人很伤痛。
They're destructive.
他们是很有破坏性。
They've damaged your soul.
他们毁坏了你的灵魂。
And you need God's healing.
你需要上帝的医治。
Peter didn't understand that.
可是彼得不明白这个真理。
Remember, Peter's question
记得彼得的问题
is not how to forgive,
不是怎么样的去饶恕
it's how many times do I have to forgive,
而是多少要饶恕多少次
Jesus is answering Peter's question.
耶稣在回答彼得的问题的时候
He's not teaching Peter how to forgive.
他不是在教导彼得如何去饶恕。
He's teaching Peter why he needs to forgive.
他在教导彼得为什么我们必须要饶恕。
And so as we go on in this story,
当我们继续往下看这个故事的时候
the man who was forgiven much,
那些已经被饶恕很多的人
but who did not forgive someone else,
却不愿意饶恕另外一个人
Jesus says at the end of the story,
在故事结束的时候耶稣有这样的话
that he was handed over to torturers,
就是说他被拿去惩罚
and torturers work in a prison,
就是这些被惩罚的人是在监狱里面。
So this forgiven but unforgiving man was thrown in a prison.
这个先被人家饶恕而不肯饶恕别人的人。
And handed over to torturers.
他是被放在监狱的里面。
And Jesus concludes this story.
耶稣有这样一个结论。
His answer to Peter's question.
他给彼得的答案。
Verse
35, 是记录在35节
My heavenly Father will also do the same to you.
我天父也要这样做
If each of you does not forgive his brother,
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄
From your heart,
我们若不从心里饶恕我们的弟兄
From your heart is very important to understand.
从心里发出是非常重要的
Jesus is not talking aboutfaking forgiveness.
耶稣不是讲在一个伪装的一个饶恕。
He's not talking about pretending to forgive.
他不是在说一个假设的一个饶恕。
He's talking about real forgiveness.
他是在讲到真诚的饶恕。
That changes you from the inside out.
是可以真正的饶恕是改变从里面改变外面。
At the core of your being.
在你整个人的中心点。
From your heart.
是从心发出。
I forgot that was there.
哦，我忘了，有个麦克风。
Yes. We need to forgive the people who sin against us.
我们需要饶恕那些向我们行过犯的人。
Why?
为什么？
Because when we do not forgive,
因为如果我们不给予饶恕，
Jesus says,
耶稣说，
we will discover,
我们会发现。
That we are living in a prison,
我们是活在一个监狱的里面
and we've been handed over to torturers.
我们是被人家带去要去惩罚的。
Now, what's the job of a torturer?
一个惩罚人的人的工作职责是什么？
Without saying the word torture, what's the job of a torturer?
做一个这些惩罚人的工作是做什么的？
Yes, to cause pain.
就要使人感受到难
受。That's it.
就是这么简单，就是要造成难受。
Not too many years ago, I was in Cambodia.
不久以前我到了柬埔寨。
The Khmer Rouge had collapsed.
他们那个国家已经毁了。
And communist soldiers were now coming back to their hometown.
有很多军队进来了。
Where they had committed terrible crimes.
他们犯了很可怕的罪恶。
And even though decades had gone by,
经过了这么多的年间，
victims of these soldiers' crimes could recognize them.
这些被受害的人仍然可以认出这些犯罪的军人。
And many of these victims were now Christians.
这些受害的人都成为了基督徒。
And they would recognize the men.
他们可以认出
Who had killed their parents,
那些杀死他们家人的人
who had raped their sisters,
那些强奸他们的姐妹的人
who had tortured their friends,
那些折磨他们的朋友的人
who had tortured them,
也折磨过他们的
And when I was in Phnom Penh,
我在柬埔寨的时候
I went to the memorial for the killing fields,
他们去那边的纪念碑
And I went to an old high school,
我去一个很旧的一个高中
That the communist had turned into a prison.
已经变成一个监狱。
You might know it.
你可能认识。
It's called Toll Slang Prison.
叫 Toll Friend Prison.
It was a high school.
原来是一个高中。
Converted into a torture chamber.
他们把它变成一个折磨人的一个地方。
Their goal was to cause as much pain as they could without killing people.
他们的目标就是要对你的身体造成很多伤害，可是不还让你活着。
Of course, in the end, they killed tens of thousands of people in this high school.
结果他们就杀死了上千的人。
Torturers
cause pain.
折磨着人带来伤害。
When we don't forgive,
当我们不肯饶恕的时候
the people who sin against us,
那些向我们行过犯的人
from our hearts,
从我们的内心
Jesus says,
耶稣说
you will be living in pain.
你会活在一个痛苦的里面。
Well, what if I'm born again?
可是我已经是一个重生得救的基督徒。
What if I'm a Christian?
我是一个基督徒。
Jesus died for me.
耶稣为我死。
I'm a son or a daughter of God.
我是耶稣的儿女。
Jesus says, if you don't forgive,
但是如果你不饶恕
you'll be living in pain.
你就会活在一个痛苦。
You'll go to heaven,
你会上天堂。
But you'll be living in pain.
可是你会活在一个痛苦，在目前你会活在一个痛苦的当中。
And you'll be in a prison.
而且你会有如在一个监狱的里面。
The purpose of a torturer is to cause pain.
一个折磨的人就是要造成你有伤害。
What is the purpose of a prison?
监狱的功用是什么？
Capture people,
就把人抓起来
isolate people,
就跟别人脱离
punish people,
就抓你
lost what? Very good, lost freedom. The purpose of a prison is to limit freedom.
在监狱里失去自由，你就是你的生活都受到限制。
I write to a prisoner,
我有一次写信给一个犯人
who is in prison,
在监狱的一个犯人。
Before he was a Christian,
在他成为基督徒之前
when he was a young man,
在他才是一个少年人的时候
he committed some terrible crimes.
他犯了很可怕的一个过犯
and he is probably going to die in prison.
他可能会死在监狱里面
he's my age,
他大概我的年龄
and he has several life sentences.
他有很多的终身的判刑
he'll probably never get out.
他可能没有办法从监狱里面出
来 but he's a Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
He became a Christian years ago.
他在几年前就成为一
个基督徒。Before he went to prison.
在他去监狱前，其实他已经成为一个基督徒。
But because he broke the law much earlier in his life.
因为在他更早前已经犯了这律法的罪。
He's suffering the consequences.
他在惩罚他所过犯的后果。
Of his earlier crime.
就是他先前所犯的。
And I write to him.
我就向他写信。
And I learn about what prison life is like.
我学习到监狱是一个怎么样的一个生活。
And in our ministry, Forgiveness Ministries,
在我所有的这个事工
I have been invited several times
在这饶恕事工我被邀请很多次
to go to Soledad State Prison.
就到监狱里面去
I've been there 5 weekends.
我大概有五个周末都在那个地方
I speak to about 700 men each time.
我每一次都会大概跟700个那个监狱的犯人讲道
teaching them about forgiveness.
教导他们关于饶恕。
And I hear about what life is like in a prison.
我听到他们诉说关于在监狱里面的生活。
They don't choose what they eat.
他们没有办法选择他们所吃的。
They don't choose when they sleep.
他们没有选择什么时候睡觉。
They don't choose when they get up.
他们没有选择什么时候起床。
They don't choose what they wear.
他们没有选择要穿什么。
They don't choose when they go outside.
他们没有选什么时候出去。
Everything they do is controlled by the guards.
他们每个动作都是被监狱长来管理的。
Their freedom is limited.
他们的自由是很受限制。
How would you like to live that way?
你会喜欢这样的生活吗？
When we think about prison life,
当我们想到监狱生活的时候，
I'm sure you think,
我相信你会想到，
I don't ever want to go there.
我根本都不会想要去。
I don't ever want to live like that.
我不要有这样一个生活。
I don't want someone else always telling me what I have to do.
我不要都是人来告诉我要怎么做。
Amen?
Amen.
However, I have bad news for you.
可是我有一个消息要告诉你。
You're already in a prison.
其实你是在监狱的里面。
Jesus says so.
因为是耶稣这么说的。
If when you do not forgive the people who sin against you,
当你不肯饶恕得罪你的人的时候，
from your heart,
从你的内心，
real forgiveness,
真正的饶恕，
biblical forgiveness,
圣经里面所说的
饶恕， based on the cross of Jesus Christ,
是在耶稣的十字架里面。
Our Lord Jesus says to us,
我们的主耶稣对我们说，
Your freedom is going to be limited,
你的自由将受限制，
and you're going to be experiencing pain,
你会感受到痛苦。
Now, I don't think God is actually throwing us in a prison.
我相信耶稣不是把我们丢到监狱里面。
Or handing us over to some torturers he invented.
或者是要把我们交给那些折磨人的人。
It's much simpler than that.
其实比这个更简单。
What Jesus is saying here,
耶稣在这里所提到的
is a story.
是一个故事
It's a picture.
是一个图画
It's an illustration of something real.
是一个很真实的一个比喻
I believe what Jesus is talking about.
我相信耶稣在这里所教导的
The prison and the torturers.
这些在监狱里的这些折磨人的人
are a picture.
是一个景象
of the damage in our souls.
就是我们灵魂的一个破坏
I want you to think about my son-in-law Spencer for a minute.
我要你想一下我的女婿 Spencer。
Spencer is living in a prison.
其实 Spencer 是活在监狱的里面。
He cannot feed himself.
他没有办法自己吃饭。
He cannot drink.
他没有办法自己喝水。
He cannot get dressed by himself.
他没有办法自己穿着。
He cannot walk.
他没有办法行走。
He cannot run.
他没有办法跑。
He can't even roll over in bed.
他没有办法，
那
就滚到床上去。
He lives in a prison. Why?
活在一个监狱里面，为什么
？Why?
为什么？
Because his neck is broken.
因为他的脖子断了。
He knows the right information.
他有正确的知识。
He can't make his body do it.
可是他的身体没有办法照着他所知道的知识去行。
Because he's an injured person.
因为他是一个受伤的人。
And you know what's really sad about Spencer's life?
你知道关于那个 Spencer 生命最悲哀的是什么吗？
And I believe this is true for all paralyzed people.
我相信这对所有残废人都是真实的。
There is a feeling that he has in the paralyzed parts of his body.
在他残废身体里面是有感觉的。
It's pain.
就是痛。
He can't feel anyone touch him.
他没有办法感受人的抚摸。
He can't feel heat or cold.
他没有办法感到冷热。
He can't feel water pouring on his skin.
他没有办法感到水掉到他的脚。
But every day he feels pain in his legs.
可是每天他在他脚的里面感受到痛苦。
Doctors call it phantom pain.
那个医生叫这是想象的痛苦。
You kind of wonder why paralyzed people.
你就可以想象残废的人
can't feel phantom back rubs
就是不能感到到背这样的 rub
phantom massages
就是感觉到被人家在按摩
you know, nice experiences
那种好的一个经历
they can't feel that
他们无法感受
they feel pain
他们感受到只有痛苦
so watch this
请你看
Spencer is living in a prison.
是活在一个监狱的里面。
His freedom is limited.
他的自由是受限制。
And he's living in pain.
他活在一个痛苦当中。
As if he were handed over to torturers.
就好像他被人折磨一样。
Because of an injury to his body.
因为他的身体受了伤害。
Jesus said that sin can only do three things in your life.
耶稣说，那个罪只能做三件事情。
Steal.
就是抢夺。
Kill.
就是杀害。
Destroy.
毁害。
Sin destroys the human body.
因为那个罪毁坏了我们的身体。
Sin destroys relationships.
罪破坏了人际关系。
Sin destroys the world.
罪毁坏了这个世界。
Sin destroys the spirit.
罪毁坏了我们的灵魂。
Now follow this.
请你跟随我。
Sin destroys the human soul.
罪更破坏了我们的灵魂。
And we need Jesus.
我们需要主。
Not only to save us from hell,
不但是从那个罪恶里面把我们拯救出来
but to heal our souls,
更是要医治我们的心灵
and to save us from our brokenness,
更是要从我们的破碎里面拯救我们医治我们
Amen?
Amen?
I need Jesus to heal my soul.
我需要耶稣来医治我的心灵
Can you say that out loud?
请你跟我这样一起说
Let's say it.
我们一起说我需要耶稣来医治心灵
To heal my soul. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
thank you for the gift of life.
谢谢你给我们生命这美好的礼物
that you give to us.
你所赐给我们丰盛的礼物
through the death and resurrection.
借着耶稣的受死复活
of your Son.
耶稣基督的死跟复活
our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督。
And we are believing in him.
我们相信耶稣。
We are trusting Him to be the only one who can save us from all of the problems of sin. Not only from hell, but also to save our bodies in the resurrection, giving us new bodies.To save us from broken relationships.
让我们从破碎的关系里面得医治。
Restoring our relationships in love.
恢复我们的人际关系。
And saving our souls.
拯救我们的灵魂。
Thank you, Father, for knowing how to heal our souls.
感谢天父你医治我们的心灵。
And Lord, we are hearing today.
天父我们听到你的话。
That you need us.
你需要我们
to practice your forgiveness,
来操练饶恕
so that you can heal our souls.
以便你可以来医治我们的心灵
Teach us what real forgiveness is.
教导我们什么是真正的饶恕
Cause us to develop a lifestyle of forgiveness.
使我们有这样一个生活方式
May we be people,
愿我们成为
who fully receive your forgiveness,
是完全接受你的饶恕
Who effectively forgive the people who sin against us.
是很有效的来饶恕那些得罪我们的人。
And who humbly and sincerely ask those we've sinned against.
是可以谦卑叫那些我们所得罪的人。
To forgive us.
来原谅我们。
Lord, we need to be people of forgiveness.
主啊，我们需要成为饶恕人的人群。
So that we can be healthy people.
以便我们可以成为健康的人。
Strong people.
刚强的人。
Who can walk.
是可以行走。
And run,
可以跑
and dance,
可以跳
in your spirit,
在你的灵里面
Heal us, Lord Jesus.
医治我们啊，主耶稣基督
Please,
请你
Amen.
Amen.
In the workshop this afternoon,
今天下午
I will talk a little bit about how to forgive the people who sin against us.
我会提到怎样去饶恕那些得罪你的人
So if that's something you're interested in, I believe
如果你有兴趣
it's at 4:45?
是在4点45分在同样这个地方。好。
I'll see you then.
但是再见谢谢。Thank you.
Thank you very much.